With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Not all eyes are focused on Tuesday's New Hampshire GOP primary. While President Trump and former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley hit the hustings in the Granite State, Florida Governor DeSantis was stumping in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
We've got a lot of problems in this country. I don't think I need to say much about the problems. I think we all know it. I think we're a lot of short on the solutions right now. I look at these guys in Washington, and they're like chickens with their head cut off. They don't get anything done.
South Carolina's primary is weeks away, February 24th, but DeSantis is pinning his hopes on a big win in Haley's backyard and has been criticized for not spending enough time in New Hampshire, where former President Trump holds a double-digit lead in the polls leading up to Tuesday. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump telling voters there that Haley doesn't have what it takes to lead America's foreign policy.
I know her very well. She's not tough enough, she's not smart enough, and she wasn't respected enough. She cannot do this job. She's not going to be able to deal with President Xi. She's not going to be able to deal with Putin and Kim Jong-un and all of the people that you, the very fine people you have to deal with.
There are a total of 24 Republicans and 21 Democrats on the official ballot for Tuesday, but President Biden not among them. However, there is an effort to urge voters to write in his name on Tuesday. Even North Korea says it's agreed to further strategic and tactical cooperation with Russia to establish a, quote, new multipolarized international order as the two countries work to build a united front in the face of their separate intensifying tensions with the United States. NFL's divisional series, the Ravens beat the Texans 34-10. First time in 52 years, Baltimore is going to host a conference championship, and the 49ers beat the Packers 24-21 in the nightcap. This is SRN News. The American Society of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers are debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 educational funding annually. The problem is the money comes with federal requirements. State schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in school sports programs. This is SRN News. Mexican Marines detain one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel.
That cartel had kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March 2023. The suspect was arrested in the state of Nuevo León and identified as La Quina. That was the nickname the state previously listed on a wanted poster for Jose Alberto Garcia Villano in 2022. Tamaulipas state prosecutors had offered a $150,000 reward for his arrest. John Scott reporting.
Student and legal advisory groups petitioning the U.S. Department of Agriculture to lift the interview requirement for supplemental nutrition assistance program applicants to receive food aid, arguing the interview requirements burdensome and prevents those who qualify for food aid from receiving it. National Student Legal Defense Network, one of the many organizations calling for its removal. More at SRNnews.com.